Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did get a few messages from you guys.
Woo!
This one is from your buddy James.
What up, James?
Via the text line. Says, ladies, your buddy James here, and I have a weird conundrum. And what would you do if your significant other asked you to start knocking on your own bedroom door when you're coming in? And do you knock on your own bedroom door when the door is closed? So, your significant other, you share a room, the door is closed, you know they're in there. Do you knock before?
Never.
I get off work at 6 a.m., so I come home, I wake up my teenager to get her out of the door for school, and then I go to my bedroom and wake up my wife, and this morning my door was closed, so I opened the door and walked in, and my wife was getting dressed. And she turned and said, "Don't you know how to knock?" I replied, "Babe, for 10 years of marriage, I have never knocked on our bedroom door. What's wrong? Ladies, I've gotten the silent treatment ever since. What did I do wrong? Should I be concerned something is going on?"
I didn't factor in that there was a kid there as well.
Yeah,
that could be a little different.
That's what bugs me, because my mom, she'll do it if there's someone, my dad's right behind her. She'll walk into my room. She's getting a little better, but not great.
Wait, your mom?
Yeah, she's not great at the knocking thing.
No. Parents, oh, yes.
It's usually because I get in her brain, she's just like, "Hey, I got to ask a question. I'm just going to come in real quick."
No!
I'm like, no, that's not what you do.
Yeah.
But, I get mad, I'll yell at her. I'm like, "Mom, what if my brother's there?" And she's like, "No, he's not home." I'm like, so I think in her head.
So, what if you're kidding or something?
Right, but I'm not going to say that to my mom.
Well, yeah, but your mom should know.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, your mom was once a young woman.
Yeah, I know my dad was a little, but I don't know about my mom.
I bet you she has herself, Vicky.
Well, thank you for me having to bleep that.
Sorry.
You are not. But anywho.
Yeah, I think parents is definitely different. For my boyfriend and it's our room. It's not his room. It's not my room. It's our room. I will say, though, if I'm blasting music, he will knock to get my attention, probably just not to scare me.
Right.
Because I can't hear when anyone comes in if my music's so loud. But I think if you guys have a teenage son or daughter.
Yeah, especially if it's a boy, I would be more, that makes a little bit more sense.
I mean, either way, I don't feel like once you hit that teenager age, you don't want to see your parents naked. And I feel like you don't want them to see you naked, because they're going through puberty and all the changes and it's just weird. So I could see maybe if that's kind of why she was more why didn't you knock? Our kid's home type of thing. But if it was just you two...
No, I'm curious. Weird. My main thought, I don't think anything, my first thought wasn't oh my God, she's cheating or something. That was not where my brain went. My brain went, I'm thinking she's feeling a little self-conscious lately, physically. So, you have those moments why are you looking at me? My stomach's bloated today. My thighs are a little jigglier than normal.
The cellulite is real right now.
Right, exactly. You just have those days where you could be the most confident person in the world, Lizzo. And you're going to have those days where crap, I look like crap. you don't want anybody to see you. I feel like some guys are like this too, because I dated a dude for a while who was so insecure by the way he looked. And I thought he was super attractive physically, his face, everything about him, except for his insecurities, because he had a previous girlfriend who would make fun of his weight.
Oh,
she would make fun.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. She would. She's like, "You're too fat, blah, blah, blah." And so I thought about it after, we stopped seeing each other, that I never once, even though we had sex plenty of times, I never saw him naked. Never saw him fully naked.
And you never realized it till after you guys broke up.
Yeah.
Like when you guys had sex, he either had a shirt on or something.
Right. Or the lights were completely off. But he never was fully naked. And it's because he was so self-conscious.
So, I mean, it's a thing for sure.
Because that was the one thing, when I had been in relationships, guys put their arm around you and they'll rest their hand on your stomach. I'm like, can
oh,
you
I
not?
Oh, I hate that. I hate that, especially when I'm sleeping. My boyfriend does that to me all the time. Just wants to wrap your arm around you, but then like it creeps down to the stomach area. I'm like, no,
and it's
no,
never.
I know how it feels when I'm laying down on my side, and it's
just like it's just roly, right? And so you feel self conscious. Doesn't matter if your guy's like, I love the pooch, I love your belly, I love your body. Like regardless of the time of month, whether you're bloated, whether you're not, whether whatever, there's guys that are gonna find you attractive. Doesn't matter what you look like. That being said, we still get the self-confidence thing.
We're like, our worst critics, really.
Yeah, and so it's like when someone touches my stomach, I was like, yay, you feel everything.
Stop it.
Exactly. So that's my only thought.
Yeah, so. It is kind of, I mean, it sounds like they have been together for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, I mean, maybe she's just going through a phase, but it is kind of weird that this is a brand new thing. Like this, it sounds like it was your normal routine. You always just walk in the room. She walks into the room and there's no knocking. So it's interesting that this seems to be new.
Now I
would just ask her.
I'd ask her. Definitely, this might be the case. So your buddy James is what I call him, even though, anyways. I want you to think back and like have you noticed that she's been extra critical of herself? Has she been more self-conscious? Has she, like, I recently saw a picture of myself smiling with, I don't typically smile with my mouth open. Mm-hmm. And I have a tooth that's over the years has been getting more and more crooked because of
overlapping.
Yeah, just as time goes on, your teeth will continue to move. And it made me feel so self-conscious that I immediately went out and got like the Smile Direct Club braces things. Like they're coming
in the mail this week.
It's like Invisalign.
God.
Yeah, like it like affected me.
You went from 0 to 100 real quick.
Oh yeah, it hit me that hard especially because I never needed braces as a kid. I always had straight teeth. So to like out of nowhere, just I feel like it's barely noticeable to anybody else but me.
Oh yeah.
But it's like, well, like, I mean, so just did something like that happen? Did you see a picture of herself that was not flattering? Like something might have triggered something.
And some people just totally keep it within and they don't express, I saw this picture, I saw this, that I looked in the mirror, I weighed myself. And so maybe this is her like little sly, like, why didn't you knock? Is like, oh, like
that's
are you
it coming
okay?
out,
like, yeah. And she didn't probably even mean it to or whatnot, but
and now she's upset. I'm, because the thing is, when I don't know if you get this, Sarah, but when you have those moments where you like I don't want to say lash out, but you're super critical of yourself, you're super upset, and there's no other way to explain it because you're worried that by having these feelings, you're going to be looked at as crazy or overly emotional or vain or something, that you don't want to express it.
Have you met me?
Okay, maybe not Sarah, but could you understand why other people might think that? Like if I say that this is why I'm bothered, it's because I feel fat or I feel unattractive. People are going to be like, oh, you and your girly emotions. Oh, you're crazy. Like they're just going to feel that their feelings are not valid. So they don't even say anything. And so when you build it up inside, you lash out like that.
Well, and I feel like, too, obviously, your significant other probably doesn't see this flaw. Mm-hmm. Or so you know that. I mean, hopefully they will just be, oh, babe, like, you look beautiful. Like, I, you know, like, but okay, like, if this is what you're feeling, like, let's try to make you feel better about it somehow. Like, right now with my boyfriend's, like, really want it. He's like, please make me work out. Please make me work out every day. Like, we have a wedding to go to next month. Like, he wants to look good. And so for me, him being like, I feel fat, la, 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 and like, I mean, he's not the skinniest of guys, and I'm not one to be like, oh, no, babe, don't worry, you're not fat. Like, I'm not one to just lie to him. I want to just be like, okay, well, if you're feeling like this, let's get a plan. Let's eat healthy. Let's plan to work out this time every day. Like, I'm more of, like, that encouraging. Like, I'm not going to say your feelings aren't valid or what you're saying isn't the truth, because it very well might be. Or, you know, like, maybe your lady has gained a few lbs and maybe you didn't notice and now she's bringing it to your attention and you're like, oh yeah, rather than being like, I mean, of course, hopefully you still think she looks beautiful and stuff, but maybe you can just be a support system for you, be like, okay, babe, like, how about we start meal planning, or
here's the thing with whatever. Women and maybe not you, but when women express what is upsetting them, some of the times they need a vent. They don't want somebody to fix the problem. They have something that's building up that's hurting them that they need to just let out, that sometimes they're afraid to let out. So if, you know, you're like, this is bothering me, like, oh, let me fix it. They don't want to necessarily hear how you want to fix them.
Sometimes I do want people to fix it.
Like I said, Sarah's a little different.
Well, because sometimes, I mean...
But you still find your significant other attractive, even though he's not the skinniest of guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's always not been the skinniest of guys. So.
No, he looks like he gives really good hugs.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, like...
Really good other things, too.
Right, but he's like... He's
like the teddy bear type.
Right, but he's still really attractive looking. Like, he doesn't look overweight to me.
He carries his weight really well.
Right. So I think that's one of those things where if it is something like that, by saying like, yeah, what can we do to fix those things that you are worried about? I don't think, for most women, not including Sarah, I don't think that would come off great.
What if someone was like, babe, like, I didn't even notice and I'm so sorry you're feeling this way. I still think you're so freaking beautiful. But if you want to...
It's like, how can I help?
If you want to start doing stuff, I'm totally down to do it with you. So you have a buddy in crime.
Yeah, because if you start like listing off suggestions, like, oh, let's meal plan, let's do this, it'll make her feel like she really is unattractive in your eyes because you're now trying to fix her.
See, I love when someone's freaking on board. Dude, babe, I will cook you meals every freaking day of tofu and broccoli and we could do this together and I got you. See, that's like my jam.
Right.
That's like something about myself and I want to change something about myself, having someone who loves pizza and beer switch there, you know, because I want the pizza and beer too, but then it's like, no, I got you. Like, dude, if you're uncomfortable or whatever, like, I want to make you as comfortable as possible. Like, let's try to help whatever's going on.
But I think the key phrase for most women, it's not so much like, hey, let's do A, B, and C. It's, as a guy, I think the most powerful thing you can do to most women, not including Sarah, is how can I help? Don't go into any more detail. Just even if she's like, I don't know how I can help, he's like, I can give you support, whether it's like if she's saying, I feel unattractive, I feel like I got wrinkles going on, I've gained weight, be like, how can I help?
Oh, I feel that.
Right. It's like, what can I do to like help? Because everyone is different. I know I've talked about it before, the love languages.
Mm-hmm.
So in some cases, it might be acts of service. Like
buy me a gift, bitch.
Right. Like making their meals would be an act of service. Like, hey, let me take care of, you know, let me plan some healthy meals. Let me take care of you that way. Whether it's words of affirmation, like, hey, babe, you got this. You went for a run. It was only half a mile, but you started something. Like, motivate her. So if you already know her words or her, love languages, then you already kind of got a good place to start.
Yeah.
However, if you guys really haven't had that conversation, because this is kind of a newer thing that people are starting to kind of get into, talk to her and be like, honey, I want to help you, whether you're not feeling attractive, whether something else is bothering you. I want to be here for you. What can I do for you in a way that works best for you?
Yeah. And I would just ask her, like, first thing to do is be like, so this knocking on the door thing, like, is this a new thing that you want me to do? And like, are you going to knock on the door when you come in? Because I mean, who knows? We could be diving way too deep into this, but it is strange that this is a new thing she wants you to do.
Definitely sit down and talk to her. He's like, what is behind this? This is something new. Is there something going on that we should discuss? I want to kind of get it, you know, inside your mind to make sure I'm not doing other things that are going to hurt you. And hopefully that'll open up the conversation so she can let you know what's really going on.
Like, and maybe we're right. Always say you look fine as hell.
Right. Because maybe we're right. Maybe she is feeling insecure about herself, or maybe there's something else. Maybe it was just the teenager thing and we're reading too much into it. Like, hey, yeah. Do you have a kid in here?
Because I would not want my teen. If I had a teenager, I would not want him to see me naked. Oh,
no.
Hell no.
But yeah, some days maybe she just woke up on the wrong side of the foot and that just put the nail in the coffin.
Of the bed.
That too.
The foot.
You and I are wordsmiths today, aren't we?
Wrong side of the foot. I like it.
Put the wrong foot on the other side of the bed. I don't know.
Something like that.
So please let us know.
Yeah, talk to her.
Talk to her. And yeah, and see how that goes.
Were we on at all or are we totally wrong?
We did get an email at our email from our buddy Stevie. He says, hello, Vicky and Sarah. As we slowly get back to normal, concerts are revving to come back. And I'm still looking for work, but hopefully I'll be able to go to a show, whether local or national. But some people think the world revolves around them. If you want a good chuckle, find a band that has announced a tour on Facebook and just read the comments. It'll keep you in stitches for hours or until you can't stand the stupidity. Example, Aaron Jones, who's a local musician, was added to the lineup at a festival in West Virginia. Someone disagreed with that choice, and here is his comment and Aaron playfully getting back at them. You can share this with whomever you want. The name has been removed because of stupidity. Hope to see you ladies in 2021 or 2022 from Stevie the Packers fan. And he took a screenshot. And Aaron says, because he said he should never even get a stage. He should play in the parking lot. Aaron Jones, he's like, I asked. They wouldn't let me. I was like, dudes, this guy Kyle says I should play in the parking lot. And they were like, who's Kyle? I was like, you know, Kyle, the guy from the thing, remember? And they were like, and then he did the little smile, the emoji with no mouth.
Yeah, I love that emoji.
He did three of those. He's like, so I was like, well, what do you do? But Kyle's going to, well, you do what you're going to do, but Kyle's going to be upset. See, I tried, bro, but they insisted I play a bigger stage, Kyle.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know. I love when celebrities like talk back to fans.
And I don't think that his name is Kyle, but that's what they either call the male Karens, Kyles or Kevins.
I thought it was Chad's.
Chad's a kind of more of the bro.
Oh, okay.
Like the bro, like, yeah, dude, just kind of.
Well, Kyle's a really basic name anyway.
Kyle is usually the guy that, you know, when he gets drunk and mad, he'll punch a hole in the wall.
And see, he drinks a lot of Red Bull. Like a Chad, who's like a bro.
I mean, I'm not saying
really
that.
Mad,
I'm
a frat boy and punches holes in walls.
But I feel like Kyle is not quite frat boy. He's more trashy than a frat boy.
Oh, man, I think a lot of frat boys are very trashy, but okay.
I think more, like, drinks Monster Energy all the time. That is, like, his persona is Monster Energy drink. It's not just a beverage. It is who he is. And he's more rednecky as opposed to, like, a Chad who's like, my dad will sue you. It's like, no, your dad won't because you act like
a like a preppy
kind of more of a preppy frat boy.
Oh, see, I think of, like, party frat boys.
I know. It's like a weird, like, overlay. Like, if you did a Venn diagram, there would be some things that would kind of fit both of them, but not quite. But so I'm wondering if Kyle really is his name or if that's what he's calling him, like calling him a Karen.
Oh, that's funny. Go Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones.
Aaron.
But he is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I love, though, like, he sends me the screenshot next blurring out the name Kyle, but I think Kyle is still, like, the joke name.
I mean,
it doesn't matter. We're not going to track him down that way.
Yeah.
Do you ever find yourself doing that? Like, I call it doom scrolling.
Like, oh, where you just, like, go with the comments?
You start reading the comments because you know it's going to be an S show. Sometimes it's a funny S show. And sometimes you're pleasantly surprised. You see something get posted, you're like, oh, crap. You're going to get all the people that are, you know, homophobic or racist and stuff. Yeah. And you see a lot of people just super supportive and just being awesome in the comments. You're like, oh, okay, that was good. But
I feel better.
But I went into this maybe expecting something bad. Why am I doing this to myself?
I like it better with people I know. And
yes.
It's just like juicy gossip and they're just going at it. But like politics stuff and like that kind of crap, no, I lose, like, interest so fast. I'm like, oh my, after it's like three sentences, I'm like, this is way too much to read. People have too much time on their hands.
Also, just the idea of like, why am I, like, I'm getting so angry at these people. I'm like, you have it so backwards. That's not what it is. Why are you being so ignorant? And it's like, you're never going to change these people's mind. You reading it is not going to do anything. So why are you putting yourself through that unnecessary stress?
Yeah, arguing with someone on Facebook is not going to have them see the light. It's just not.
No. Although I'm kind of proud of this.
Oh, and man, did you get into one of those?
Not recently. But I have gone into, not arguments, but it's like, okay, like, let's just take a step back for a second. Why did you think it was okay to post this?
And you posted that on, like, their
on their thread. Post. Yeah.
Okay.
And there have been a few occasions where one person's like, okay, well, I see your point. Or they deleted the post completely.
Oh, before everyone, like, could, everyone else could see it.
Well, so I'm trying to say this without being too much of a bummer. A girl I used to play soccer with posted a meme shortly after, I think, Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington died.
Okay.
And the meme was, like, it was a noose. And it was, like, I think, Chester Bennington and Chris Cornell and a few other people that have committed suicide. And she posted, it's, like, the hottest new trend of the season. And, like, the noose was supposed to be, like, the new fashion trend.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? Like, I was so upset. I'm like, why would you post this? She's like, it's just such a selfish thing. You know, and it went into a conversation. Like, I'm never going to. I knew I wasn't going to maybe
so
change her mind.
So she commented back on what
yeah,
she said.
Yeah, we had a conversation. And there was a few other people that are mutual friends that were liking my posts as I was replying to her. But they weren't getting into the fight. But they were just only liking my posts.
She probably saw that and then got scared.
Right. Because I started saying, why would you post this? And she tries to go on this whole thing about suicide is so selfish and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I had to sit her down and be, because she threw in, you and I have had people in our lives who we've lost to this, so why aren't you upset? Because I have. I've lost people to suicide. And I told her, I'm like, because I understand it's a disease. I understand that it's a sickness. Their brain does not understand and does not think of everyone else in their circle. They only see the pain they have. They don't see that the pain they're going to cause people when they leave this earth. That's part of the illness. So that's why I don't hold resentment towards these people I've lost, because they were in pain and we couldn't get them help fast enough. So it's not their fault.
What'd she say to that?
And I fully called her out. And she's like, well, it's just, look at all the horrible pain they left their family. And what made her delete it was when I commented back and I said, if you really cared about their family and how hurt they are for what these people did, if you say they're selfish for committing suicide and their family is hurting because of their selfish act, then why the hell would you post something that maybe they'll never see this post, but maybe somebody will share your post and somebody will share that post till they see it.
And or now, share like the meme.
That's what I mean, meme. And now their family is seeing it. How is that making them feel better? How is that any better? Like, what are you doing?
See, this conversation is way too much for Facebook. It's right? If it was real concern, you'd go to that bitch's house and be like, yo, we gotta sit down and we gotta talk about this.
One, I don't have that kind of energy and I don't remember. I think she lives out of state now.
The fact that you have energy enough to do that on Facebook. Here's the thing. That's even more, everyone can see it, everyone has an opinion. And a lot of, I mean, unfortunately, a lot of people have the same opinion that she does.
But she caught me in the right moment where, like, seeing that image upset me so much. Just seeing the ignorance and just how messed up that was. That she, I think after I posted that, like, but what if they see it? If you truly cared about the other person, you don't care. You really don't. You just wanted to be edgy and funny and clever, but you're so not. Edgy. You didn't even make the meme.
I was going to be like, bitch, you make the meme or you steal it from somewhere.
Right, exactly. She shared it from something else. So it's like, what is the point? You don't have an argument to this. And she, normally I don't. There is a million posts I see a day that I want to fight and get into it. And I'll start typing it. I'll be three words in. I'm like, nope, not worth it. But that day she caught me at the right mood.
So did you unfriend the bitch?
I think I eventually did.
Or at least mute her ass?
Yeah, I definitely don't see her post anymore. So I either unfriended her or deleted her. But the fact that she deleted it.
Yeah, either, that's probably not the first post.
No.
Crazy post she posts.
No, know? So she either, there's one of two things. Either one, she's like, I don't want to have to deal with her anymore or deal with anybody else. Because there's a few other people that may have like stepped in like, yeah, this is kind of messed up. Why would you post this? Mm. But didn't get into it like I did.
Yeah, just threw in a comment.
Right.
And you guys were the one with the threads and the paragraphs going that people were probably reading, eating popcorn. Yes.
Because I'm like, tell me I'm wrong. Like, even if you don't believe it's a disease, tell me I'm wrong about any of this.
I mean, she obviously tried and then was like, I'm going to get too much hate from this. Must delete.
I'm like, if you truly cared about the other people's family, like you say you do, like, oh, their family's hurting, then what are you, you're not helping.
So do you think you actually changed her mind and opinion on suicide in general?
I think I've changed her mind into posting stuff like that. I don't think I changed her mind into believing her thoughts on suicide, but I think at least I made her rethink what she posts. And understand that that's for everyone to see. And that is a reflection of her, who she is.
Yeah, and it's true.
And guess what? Not everyone believes what you believe. Just because we both have been through the same pain before doesn't mean that what you think is necessarily the majority thought process.
So, yeah, and she obviously dealt with that kind of pain way differently.
Right.
And views it very, very differently.
But at least I opened her mind into like thinking about what she posts.
I hope so. I'd love to go to her feed now and see what it's all about, especially this past few years.
Oh, yeah. That's probably why I've had to mute her, because she's a little bit on the other side of things that I'm like not on. So,
yeah,
I was like, you know what? I don't want to completely despise you. I have some good memories with you. Once you post something really outlandish, then I'm like, I would totally delete her if I haven't already. But
I mean, like, it feels like that was pretty outlandish.
Mm-hmm. This was a few years ago. I had a little bit more patience then. Nowadays, people post something. I'm like, I'm just going to delete you. I'm not even going to tell you I'm deleting you. I'm just deleting you. Why do I want you here?
Yeah, see, I don't do really any of that. I don't really delete people. I don't really mute people. Post what you want. I don't. I'll read it if I want. I won't read it if I don't.
Well, exactly. I'm like, I don't want to read it, so I'm just going to...
I'm not going to change your mind, and you're not going to change my mind, and that's okay. We're both human. Mm-hmm. We both can believe what we're going to believe, but as long as we don't have to talk about it, we don't have to engage in it, we can still, like, get along as human beings, okay.
My thing is, like, I don't really get on Facebook much anymore. I don't post a whole lot of stuff, like, on my personal page anymore.
Yeah.
Just because it feels weird to now, like, being in social media for so many years.
Weird to how?
Like, I used to be so about, like, everyone know what I'm doing. Here's my life.
Oh, you used to be, like, an oversharer.
Yes, I used to definitely be an oversharer.
Right now, I'm going to the movies. Now I'm going to Red Robin. Now I'm right. going to the mall.
Like, I'm looking at my posts, like, from, like, memory of, like, 11 years ago. And I'm just like, really, bitch? You wrote that?
Oh.
It's just so cringy. Actually, I think there was one today. I gotta find it.
No.
It was so...
Can't wait to go to Hot Topic to get some new black pants.
No, it was one of those very... What are they called? Vague book posts.
Oh, were you like, I've had such a bad day today?
No.
I don't really want to talk about it, but I obviously do because I'm posting it on Facebook. So please ask me why I've had such a bad day, and then I'll just have a crying emoji.
I do like in the last like 3 years, it's been like mostly like fun pictures and stuff.
But well, yeah, 3 years wasn't that long
no,
ago.
No, but like as I keep going, so I'm looking, I'm like, oh, that's a cute video. Like, I'm like, this is a cute quote. This was 5 years ago. It's like, I hope to arrive to my death late in love and a little drunk. Like, I'm like, okay, that's okay.
You would still post that today, I feel like.
Right, that's not too bad, right?
Yeah. Yeah, when does it start to get cringy?
9 years ago wasn't too bad. On our way to Spokane Comic Con, woot. 10 years ago.
Why does anyone care, though?
Exactly. Exactly. Number, 10 years ago. That's the good one.
Oh, gosh.
On this day 10 years ago, sometimes you have to surround yourself with good people to make you realize how crappy the company of others really was.
Ugh.
Right?
Unfortunately, was that a meme or was that just your own words?
No, those were my own words. It wasn't even a meme.
Very poetic of you. I have a lot of, I still have a lot of people on like my feed and like on Instagram stories that'll post stuff like that.
And I'm trying to think. This was May 2011.
And surround yourself with people that...
This is, I think, about...
Don't make you feel crappy. I don't understand. Why didn't we know that 10 years ago, people?
Right. It's like, and who the hell cares? Like, this is, I think, about my ex-boyfriend, the one I dated for 3 years.
It's usually about someone specific that you're hoping they see this. And they're like, oh, is that about me?
Yeah. No, it's definitely...
People still do that, though.
Yeah. Like, I see these posts and it makes me not want to post because I'm like, at the end of the day, who the hell cares? Like, I'll post fun pictures, fun memes. Let's share some funny stuff. But at the end of the day.
I have a lot of friends who, I think they do it because of Instagram stories. So then it's gone within 24 hours. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, oh my God, stop being so like. Dramatic or like poetic or like sob story or I'm like.
You're trying to seem so deep.
Yeah, it's so deep, and it comes off really desperate, and I'm like, this is, at least it's going to be gone in 24 hours, then you don't remember you posted this 10 years later.
So that's why I don't really post on social media. I don't really have a desire to have my life out there, and the people who are closest to me are the ones that really know about what's going on with me.
Yeah, I don't really do, like, serious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if it's super, super serious, I'll say something about it, but, like, usually I just kind of try to keep it like light and fun.
Well, like I've even been kind of going back and forth, like how am I going to post about it? How much information am I going to put out there? So some big stuff has happened in my family this week.
Oh!
On Monday, two big things happened. So for everyone who's been listening to the podcast or the show, you know that my parents have been living with me for a while.
Uh-huh.
They sold their house, which was the house I grew up in. They wanted a house they could grow old in, basically their...
Yeah, live forever.
Yeah, their retirement house, if you will. They wanted something with land. They had all these ideas. And my dad was getting real anxious because he's not finding the house that he wants in the price range that he wants. And they finally found it.
Yay!
And they closed on Monday.
Woo!
They got their keys last night. And it's aww. Awesome. I've seen the house. It's perfect for them.
Are they overjoyed?
Yes. There's a lot of work to be done. A lot of painting. A few things that need to be worked on before they can move in fully.
But are they at least enjoying this moment?
Yes.
Like, okay, like, we don't have to house hunt anymore. We don't have to, move out of the house. We don't have to sell our house. Like, it's all done.
It's, like, yeah, like, it's theirs. Like, they have the keys. My dad's like, that is a huge weight lifted off my shoulders.
Good.
But on the same day, in the morning, my little brother's adoption went through. We are finally, he's officially my little brother.
God, that's so weird.
And I can actually say his name now. I can post pictures about him. Because he was, since he was a foster kid, they don't really, like, you could probably get away with doing it on your personal social media pages. But we never risked it. We never wanted to just risk it. So we never posted pictures of him in the last 2 years.
So are you guys going to now?
Right. And we took a picture of all of us together, like, after the adoption ceremony was done. Because I decorated the house, like, with balloons and streamers and stuff. But he was not having it. He did not want to sit still for a picture. So the only picture that we look good in, he looks pissed.
It was so funny. Vicky sent me this. Oh, man.
He looks like, I don't want to be here.
He looks so like, why the hell am I here? Get me out of here. I just want to go play.
And he's like, you taped my balloons to the wall. That's my balloon.
Yeah, he looked so angry.
He was so pissed. And I was like, I wanted to post a picture. I just want
to
post
this
one.
That's the best picture to post, though, because then the next picture, you got to zoom in on his face because it's the funniest thing to do.
And it's like, can you tell he's excited to be my brother?
Yeah, he's super excited to finally legally be my brother. That'd be so funny. You have to do that.
Right. But the whole ceremony was pretty awesome because it was kind of hard to hear because he kept yammering.
Oh, was it online?
Yeah, it was a Zoom call. And so we tried to do it through the TV, but the TV didn't pick up the audio. So we had to listen to it through my computer, and it was really, we could barely hear it.
So what happened? Was there anyone in the courtroom?
So you had the judge, you had our lawyer, like everyone had different Zoom cameras, obviously, and then we had ours. And so they asked my parents, do you agree or accept to be his parents for as long as you live? And it's like, I do, like all these different things. And then
You're getting married to the kid or something.
Kind of. And then they pulled my brother and I, and they're like, hey, Juan, Victoria, do you agree to be his older brother and sister for the rest of your lives? It was kind of a cute thing they added.
What if one of y'all said no?
Right. Well, Gio.
What if Juan was like, no.
my younger brother, who's 29, almost 30, his name is Juan. Same as my dad. Now, my littlest brother, his name is Gio.
So short for?
Giovanni.
Yeah.
So that's my littlest brother. He has a thing where I've never heard him say yes. He doesn't say the word yes. He will say no and nuh-uh. But he'll never say yes, even if he wants something. It's like if he's like, hey, do you want this? He'll say hungry, like for food. Okay, but he won't say yes, I want to eat that. He'll just say hungry, or he'll just point at it. But he won't say yes. So the entire time, he's just like, uh-uh, no, as the judge is talking. No, uh-uh. Just like, Gio, shut up.
And he doesn't obviously have to agree,
he doesn't understand what they're saying. That's one, because we couldn't even hear it. He just kept saying, uh-uh, because he heard somebody saying something. You can even, he might even want something. Hey, do you want this ice cream? Uh-uh. And then he'll take the ice cream. That's just his go-to.
He's just confused.
He's just like saying, uh-uh.
Wow. So are you guys going to keep his name, Gio?
Giovanni, yep.
You guys are going to keep it? All the same.
Giovanni Alexander, and his last name is our last name.
Your last name? Oh, so that's new, right? Did that have to change on the birth certificate?
Yeah, so the lawyer was the one that took care of that, and we're going to be getting a new birth certificate soon.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Do the birth parents know?
I mean, I don't know. They lost. So the way it works is that he has been legally free for about a year now, which means that the parental rights of both parents have been taken away 100%. So he's no longer... Like
don't even know that.
They probably don't.
Wow.
But yeah, he is my little brother now.
How does it feel to have two brothers now?
It's weird because sometimes he doesn't feel like a brother. Like, I know he's my brother, but I do feel like sometimes like his mom.
Yeah.
But I'm not like his mom.
It's aunt, maybe. Yeah, like, maybe it's like Juan's, younger, older brother's kid or something.
Yeah, it's a weird, definitely a weird feeling because I'm like, you're not my kid. But I love you like you were my kid, but you're my brother. But when I think of my brother, I think of the kid I grew up with. We would always fight and stuff. This is not the same. And he's growing up basically an only child because he doesn't have like a younger sibling or an older sibling close to his age to play with.
Man, that's so trippy. It's going to be so trippy for him when he's like older and he's like, yeah, I have two siblings, but they're like
older,
30 years older than me.
Well, like, I did date a guy, I think he was like 41 when I was like 28 or something.
Damn, he was rocking a cradle.
Oh yeah. But his older siblings were, if he was a 40, his older siblings were almost 60.
That could be your mom,
right?
And your dad's like, damn,
that was like that crazy, like, because his parent, he said, I was basically raised as an only child. I have an older sister, an older brother.
Yeah.
But because there is that big age difference, I think his mom had them young and then she had him older. Oh. So I think she was in her 40s when she had him, or late 30s, as opposed to her like late teens, early 20s for the other kids. So that's why there's that big age gap. So it's not that out of the ordinary, but it is weird when people look at us. It's like, oh, is this your grandma? I'm like, nope, that's his mom. They're like, and I'm his sister. They look at us funny. I'm like, he's adopted. Like, I'm not his mom. I'm not his mom.
Still be like, look at you. Because, I mean, that's great. How do your parents feel? I mean, obviously, they probably feel really relieved and like, yeah, that like, it's all over with.
Right. Because, like, my dad, I love my dad, but he's a little bit of a catastrophizer.
Oh, he always thinks the worst is going to happen.
Yes. So he's like, but what if they take him away? I'm like, Dad, you are a week away from signing, like, being officially adopted. Why do you think they're going to take him away now?
Yeah. Does he think, like, it's crazy that this is now his kid? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because usually they would have a kid this age, but it'd be their grandchild.
Right.
So they can just give it back to the parent, like you or Juan or whoever had the kid. Is it crazy for them to be like, we're stuck with this child for life?
I think it would feel weirder if they already had grandkids. Like, if I already had a kid, I think it'd be weird because they're like, any other kid that should be coming around should be grandkids, but they haven't felt what it's like to be a grandparent yet.
Yeah.
So it's...
I wonder how crazy that's going to be in the mix if you or Juan have kids. Like,
The baby...
There's going to be so many ages.
No, the baby brother would hate it. I can already tell.
Oh, because he likes all the attention himself.
He needs his beaky.
Well, maybe once he, like, gets a little older and then he'll be like, oh, a new baby to take care of. Because he'll be like...
He does see babies. He's like, baby? Baby?
Oh, so he's intrigued.
He's intrigued, but he's like, I don't really know what to do with it, so I'm going to go now.
So are your parents, like, excited that it's, like, all there all the time?
Yeah.
God, that is like, wild.
Well, because that's how it's been for the last 2 years.
I know. I just mean, it's
legal
just
now.
A different... I mean, I couldn't imagine my parents adopting or having another child that's
fair,
like 100% theirs.
Your dad isn't the most patient of men.
Oh my gosh, no. But I mean, he did have two kids. But like, if I have a kid or if Joey has a kid, then he'll be like all about that grandparent life. But he can just give it back to the parent. Like, it's not like, oh man, you're going to stay here overnight forever.
Yeah. And like, that's the nice thing is that we, ever since the beginning, like, I've been helping my brother, not so much, but he does help sometimes.
I was going to say, don't say we. You say Juan, like, barely helps and you guys cannot rely on him as a babysitter.
No, there are days where I do love when he steps up, though. Like, he sees I'm super anxious.
Because
like, I'm trying
to. It's so rare.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yay.
But the thing is, I didn't have to tell him. That's what makes me feel better is that he saw it in my face. Like, I'm about to murder everyone in this room. Like, I'm trying to make dinner or something, and this kid is driving me nuts. And he's like, okay, buddy, let's go. Vicky needs a break. Like, he sees, like, I'm about to explode. And when Vicky's about to explode, that's when.
Yeah, your parents are very nice that at least they have one child that is very excited and to take care of a baby.
Yes.
Because I'd probably be more like your brother. I'm like, this isn't my kid. I'm just going to help out when really needed. But if not, I'm going to do my own thing.
I definitely think my brother, he's rethinking the idea of having kids.
Oh, I didn't even know he wanted kids.
Well, like, you know, you think, oh, I'm going to grow up, get married, probably have kids. That's kind of what everyone does, right? I don't think he's ever really thought of not having them or having them. But after this experience, he's like, I don't think I want to be a dad.
So is he going to live with you or live with the baby? Does he know yet?
So we'll probably live with me. But he did like the fact that if he moved in with my parents in their new house, he'd have a bigger room.
Room and less rent, right?
Right. But he's still going to have to pay rent with the parents, so...
Yeah, but not as much. But there is.
I don't know. I don't know how much they charge him. But.
So he's on the fence still?
Yeah. He's like, well, if you need somebody to live with, I'll live with you. I'm like, no, I don't want you to live with me because you have to.
But you do want him to.
I'd like, well, just to have somebody to pay your rent. Yeah.
Would you get a roommate if he moves out?
Probably not. I'll just be doing more OnlyFans content.
Hell yeah, you will.
Because, like, I'll have my stripper pull up. I'll be able to do more content anywhere in the house, anytime I want.
Plus, you've wanted to actually live alone since you bought this house.
Right.
And you barely have, so.
The thing with my brother, though, he's, like, the only person I could live with because he is gone most of the day, and I would only see him for maybe an hour a day.
Plus, you guys are siblings, so there's that, like, other, like, you're going to have to love me no matter what, dude. Right. I'm in your life forever. So if we bicker, if we fight about the dishes, whatever, too bad.
But there are times where it's funny because like it's when you least expect it. Because he's the kind of person, and I don't know if you have anybody in your life like this. I call him, he's a good soldier, good follower, but he's not a good leader. You tell him what to do and he will do it. It's like, hey, I need you to do A, B, and C and get it done. And he will do it. But you can't.
He just doesn't take initiative.
No. And my dad hates it. I'm like, Dad, that's not how he functions. You need to tell him what to do. I know it makes you feel bad and uncomfortable, But you just have
that
to tell
them. That would drive me crazy, though.
Right, exactly. So I'm just like...
I tell you to take the trash out every Monday night. I don't understand why it's Monday night and you don't get it. Like,
right.
Set a reminder. Put it in your calendar. It's the same day every week. Exactly. That would...
Or, go, like, ooh. I mean, I think if I were to say, look, this is your job every Monday to do. But if he were to see, like, hey, I'm cooking dinner, he wouldn't ask, hey, how can I help you? I'd be like, hey, dude, can you grab me the salad?
What if there's, like, a pile of dishes in the sink? Would he ever think to just do them?
I think if they got bad enough, he would.
But if they didn't get bad enough, if they just...
Probably not. Be like, dude, can you wash the dishes? And he'll do it.
Oh, there's no way I could roommate with him even if he was my brother.
But luckily, I now understand that this is how he functions. Much like I understand how you function and how our friendship works, I now understand that this is how he is. So I've learned to be more direct with him.
So you have no problem telling him what to do?
No. I couldn't do that with like a roommate. I feel like I'd be more awkward with a roommate telling him what to do.
But since he's your brother, it's fine.
And I could be totally passive aggressive on purpose. Be like, hey, it's so good to have you home. It'd be nice if the garbage was taken out, please. And he's like, oh, okay. But that's just me being an
a-hole. Yeah, there's no way you could do that with a roommate.
No, but he knows like I'm just being an a-hole just to be an a-hole. Because he's my brother and I can do that.
Oh, man. If he ever wants to live with like a woman or something... He's either got to get a really bossy lady or...
He needs somebody to put him in his place.
Buddy.
Put him in his place. So, ladies, he's single.
We're really selling him.
Right?
He's gone a lot of the day.
Like, he works. He works out a lot. He loves to run. He loves good food. But he does, when he does take initiative without asking, it feels so awesome. Like, there was one day I just felt like crap. I was so tired. And he's like, are you hungry? He's like, I'm like, yeah, I can't get out of bed, dude. I just can't. And he shows up like half hour later with a plate of food. And he's like, made dinner. Here you go.
Oh.
So like he does have his moments.
They're just very rare.
Very rare.
Hey, it's a work in progress.
He's getting better.
Most people are.
So we don't know. We'll see what ends up happening. I'll probably have more updates next week.
Now that you don't want this brother, at least you get another one.
Right. See, if this one takes care of me, no, he won't.
He's what, 2.5? He's got this.
He's 2.5. Yeah. He's pretty helpful. For a 2.5-year-old, what was I doing? So I was giving him a bath, and he sees I have like a face scrubber in the tub, like for my cleanser and stuff for my face.
Yeah.
I have a dispenser for my body wash. It's one of those with a pump on it.
Uh-huh.
He goes and gets the face cleanser, and he pumps the body wash in it, and he starts going to the what is it called, the wall of the shower, and he's like wash
like he's washing the wall of the shower with your face wash.
Yeah, he doesn't know that it's not the right one, but he's helping.
That is not helpful.
He thinks he's helpful, and I'm never going to stop him from trying to be helpful. I'll correct him, be like, no, use this instead.
Yeah,
but I'm never gonna cut that. I want him to be helpful all the time. Like, if you want to help, it's gonna make it slower, but it will not kill your drive to help.
This is really helping your patients, I will say.
Actually, this is a really good tidbit because of that. My parents, I noticed when we were younger, like, hey, we want to do this. We want to learn. We want to help you paint. It's like, no, but you're a kid. You don't know what the hell you're doing. So when we got older, we're like, we don't want to help. Why would we want to help?
Your brother still now.
My brother still, right?
That's not you at all, though. Always want to help.
Right. But when I was a teenager, no, I didn't.
They're a teenager.
Exactly. But for the longest time, teenager, even in my early 20s, I did not want to do crap. And I didn't do anything. Like, around the house, when I lived with them, I didn't do anything. Like, unless I was told. And it wasn't until I grew up, basically, that I figured that out. So I would like to keep this his desire to help alive.
Yeah. Even if it totally doesn't help and drives you crazy.
But it'll be worth it in the end, I think.
You're always so optimistic.
Well, I'm actually going off of what social workers and, you know, therapists have said. So it's a good thing.
I was like, he's probably still going to be crazy and his teenager is not going to want to do anything.
No, but I mean, if this will last until 7, 8, 9 years old, 10 years old, I'd be down. Because I think ours kind of quit pretty quick.
Where they can maybe actually help and
do the dishes and stuff like that.
Really help. Yeah.
Yeah. But I know that was a lot.
Well, that's exciting. Your new brother. Who would have thunk?
And then I'll have the house to myself with possibly my brother. A lot of stuff's going on, and I'm very excited for it and have a lot more updates for you guys. Also, going back, if you guys have any helpful advice for your buddy James.
Yeah.
In his situation about his wife or his spouse not wanting him to knock when the door is closed in their own bedroom. We want to hear all about it. And what concerts are you guys excited to be seeing that have been announced? Like Evanescence and Hailstorm are coming around.
Dude, I can't believe they're slowly but surely coming back.
I already got a ticket to a comedy show in September.
Wow,
Shane
trippy.
Smith. He's so funny. Look him up. Shane with a Y.
Oh,
edgy. He's the tattooed comedian, like fully tattooed, face tattooed. He's really funny.
Dang, it's crazy. Things are coming back.
Right? So we want to hear all about, and I want to know about like good news, awesome stuff happening in your life, like big events. Because I know it's a crazy time. So I want to celebrate big or small. I want to celebrate those awesome moments that you guys have going on.
Yes, let us know.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.